Happy mid-March, Sagittarius. April here from Real Talk Tarot with your general overall energies for this mid-March. Now, in the pre-shuffle, we have the Two of Swords reversed, the Page of Wands reversed, High Priestess, and the Five of Cups. Okay, so your intuition is telling you that you're going to have to make some type of financial decision, okay? Some of the decisions you've made in the past may have led to financial loss or a financial crunch, all right? So you may be reevaluating finances at this time, all right? So that was the pre-shuffle. Now let's get into a little bit more of the energies here for you, Sagittarius, on this mid-March, okay? All right, Spirit, what do you have for the energies of Sagittarius for this middle-of-the-month reading? All right, we're doing a Celtic. In the middle, we have the Empress reversed, okay? So that could be you, all right? And you may not be, again, as stable as you would like to be at this time, all right? What's crossing the Empress reverse, please? Refusing a cup of love. You have the Four of Cups here, all right? You may be refusing help from someone, or your heart chakra's a little closed off right now at this time, okay? Maybe it is due to your other issues. You've just been thinking about that, and that's where your focus has been. All right. Above you in the attic, we have the Wheel of Fortune reversed. So, yeah, something has or is about to change. The wheel's going to turn. It's been stuck, okay, and you've been stuck in this pattern, some kind of holding pattern, and it may be affecting your finances, right? Below you is stability, Four of Pentacles. You have had some kind of stoppage in your financial growth, okay? So, Spirit, for the start seed of Sag, in the recent past, show me the recent past. You have the Devil, okay? So maybe some type of addiction, codependency, some type of negative behavior or energy, that attachment in the past has kept you from moving forward. Okay. You could be in some kind of bondage or you feel trapped in a situation. And you're stuck where you are. But staying where you are provides stability. All right. But it's also holding you back. Okay, in the near future, you have a decision to make here with the Two of Swords. And this could be a relationship, it could be a job, it could be a place of where you live. It could be any one or combination of those things. But how others see you is living a lie. Ace of Swords reversed, okay? Outside influences, force. Well, okay. What are the outside influences for Sagittarius, please? Show me the outside influences for the star seed of Sagittarius from mid-March, please. Three of Pentacles. So there is collaboration available to you. Someone might reach out. There is potential for a group effort to overcome whatever obstacles, you know, and create some kind of working environment, something that works for everyone. Now, your hopes and fears is the Fool reversed. So you hope that you could get everyone on board, but you fear that you can't, all right? And the fear alone is keeping you from maybe making some kind of decision or taking action or an initiative, you know, to get these people together, to get this project off the ground, whatever it might be. And the potential outcome, please, for the star seed of Sagittarius. Well, you're coming out of self-imprisonment here with the Eight of Swords reversed. Yeah, whatever's been holding you back, you don't want to be held there anymore. At the bottom of the deck, you have the Queen of Wands reversed. and then Justice. So that kind of tells me that, you want to overcome whatever feelings of jealousy, envy, greed, one-upping, just kind of petty, really petty, immature behavior. I think you want that to end so that this situation, you can bring justice to a situation, all right? Now, let's get some additional messages, a couple extras here for you, Sagittarius, for this mid-March reading. What other messages do you have for the starseed of Sagittarius? We have mind games, okay? So that could have been what led to this. You could be playing with the mind games with yourself as well. Don't forget. So some kind of mind game was being played here. And things are not as they seem. All right. Another one, please. Mental breakdown. Now, someone could be losing their shit over this. All right. That's where this petty, greedy, grabby energy comes from. All right. So you have to stay strong and keep your shit together while everyone else could be losing it. Otherwise, this whole thing could blow up. All right. And one more, please, for Sagittarius. And we have tough love. Okay, so you might have to give this Queen of Wands energy a little bit of tough love. You might have to give yourself some tough love. You might have to receive and accept some tough love, okay? But whatever it is, it needs to be done this mid-March, in order for you to get that wheel turning again, all right? Okay, Sag, that was your reading for this mid-March. I hope you enjoyed it. I invite you back again. And as always, stay blessed, and stay tuned.